One of the effects of the delayed California state budget is that thousands of students still haven't received state money for college. Cal Grant funds were awarded to recent high school graduates with at least a 2.0 grade point average. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, those students are having to come up with other ways to pay for their expenses until the state budget comes through.
Last year, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante was practically begging students to apply for Cal Grants.
We want you to have this money. It is F-R-E-E. Free. It's grant money, not a loan. You don't have to pay us back. Please go apply. I don't know how much simpler I can make it.
Bustamante went on the road to high schools around California urging students to apply for college money. He told them they didn't need to have straight A's or come from poor families to qualify. They didn't even have to be enrolled in college full time. The word finally got out, and close to 200,000 students were promised money for fall, at least $1,400 to go to California State University, much more for a University of California campus or a private school, and $1,500 grants for community college. But now, Bustamante says Sacramento politics is standing in their way.
At this point, because of the budget wrangling that's been taking place, kids are going to go without funding. Kids who wouldn't otherwise have been able to go to college, kids who are in a situation where their tuition and their books and other kinds of costs are now in jeopardy.
Bustamante says he's worried that some students may end up dropping out of school before they even begin because they won't have the money they were waiting for from the grants. The situation at community colleges is especially acute since students use that money for expenses that are due now.
Oh, it doesn't cover everything?
Classes started this week at Pasadena City College. Every day there are long lines of students at the financial aid office waiting to hear about their Cal grants.
One book costs, you know, $89. I'm like, what's going on? I need some money. Somebody help me. I'm here.
Rose Bell says she's counting on her $1,500 Cal grant to help her buy textbooks for her classes, to offset her rent, and to purchase monthly $42 bus passes to get her to class.
I don't have no books yet. None at all. I'm actually struggling. I have to say I'm struggling. I ain't got nothing in the bank.
Bell says she can't ask her parents for money because they have their own bills to pay with a limited income. She was denied a small bank loan because she hasn't built enough credit yet. Now she's looking for another job in addition to her work-study position. Another student, Tracy Miller, is a single mother who plans to use the Cal Grant money for expenses like childcare. Meanwhile, she waits for the politicians in Sacramento to free up the grant money.
I just think they really need to come to a consensus, something, just so, you know, because they really don't have to worry because they have money.
The California Student Aid Commission is ready to pass along the money to the students as soon as the budget is passed, and it's mailed letters warning of the delay. Executive Director Wally Beck is encouraging students to not give up hope.
The message that I certainly want to make sure is delivered is do not be deterred. Don't drop out because of this. You need to manage what monies you've got. It will be a short period of time until we have a budget before you will get these dollars. I'm sorry for that. I'm offering the commitment that you're going to get your money. That's for sure.
Beck notes that students at California's four-year schools may have an easier time. Classes haven't yet begun at the University of California and State College campuses. Students there have been told not to worry because Cal Grant money earmarked for their fees and tuition will be temporarily taken care of until the state budget pulls through. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.